In the Fuller's Surrey County League First Division, Hawley Firsts batted first at Southern Railway Kenley and Selsdon and made 167 for 9 from their 45 overs. After rain, the hosts had a revised target of 161 from 42 overs and reached it for the loss of 5 wickets in 35. On Sunday, Hawley won in the County League Cup, beating Effingham by 8 wickets. Effingham 135, Hawley 138 for 2 inside 28 overs. Hawley 2s beat Whiteley Village 287 for 6, played 220 for 9, so Hawley won by 67 runs. Andrew Burbage hit a 68-ball maiden century, which he brought up with a 6 out of the ground. He finished 105 not out. In Whiteley's reply, he also acquired a black eye, thanks to an awkward bounce in the field. Faisal Nadir made 51. Whiteley Village scored steadily as wickets were shared around. Jack G from Hawley's under-16s took his first senior wicket on his second team debut. Hawley Sunday Strollers have lost to Eltham, replying with 103 to Eltham's 203, and to Blindley Heath, making just 70, which Heath overhauled at 72 for 1 in under 10 overs. Hawley under-8s lost to Oxted and Limpsfield by 48 runs. Outwood get underway this weekend in the KCVL, but they had a weekend off, even though they've started a new league team in the Surrey Trust League. The Renegades is a youth team that must field 7 under-21s as a minimum, supported by no more than 4 over-21s. They won their opening match against Ifield with Lucas Evans at the age of 16, taking 5 wickets in 7 overs for 5 runs. The women's team has entered the Women's Surrey Slam, and they leave for a La Manga training camp and competition on the 8th, that's today. And Outwood's now an all-stars club. The first session for girls and boys aged 5 to 8 is on the 16th of May, 6 p.m. at Outwood. There was a real buzz at Newdigate as the 1st and 2nd 11s played their first match in the Fuller's Surrey County Premier League. The Ones hosted Battersea Ironsides. Newdigate batted first. David Arnold, 71, took the hosts to 177 for 9, which looked a good score. Alan Cooper took 4 for 21 from 9 overs. Ben Cameron, 4 for 38, to put Ironsides batting in disarray. They were skittled for 72 in under 23 overs. The twos were away to Wallington, who batted first, made 168 for the first wicket. Julian Rosario, 96, Peter Smith, 63. Wallington racked up 270 for 7 from their 45 overs. A quick wicket fell in the reply. Then Paul Bettsworth at 30 and Dan Jones caused more batting mayhem, this time by Newdigate. Jack Burley made 36 and at 202 for 3, an unlikely win was possible. But none of Newdigate's last 7 batsmen reached double figures, and the innings closed on 249, Dan Jones having made a mighty 141. Sunday's cup match against last year's finalists London Gymkhana saw a depleted Newdigate happy to restrict their opponents to 176 all out. Tyler Ridder took 5 for 39, Ben Cameron 3 for 29, but because they were missing some key players, the Newdigate batting never really got into its stride. Richard Colcutt made a breezy 21, Stephen Keel 33, but no one else reached double figures as Newdigate were bowled out for 126. Now, our very own local version of Scots rugby player, MND sufferer and fundraiser Doddy Weir, to wit, South Nutfield's Dave Setters, has another City Against MND Cricket Day at the Honorary Artillery Club in the City of London on Tuesday the 23rd of July. 5 teams have already booked in, just one more is required. Now, you, as spectators, are welcome. Entrance on the day is free, refreshments are available, but you should be prepared to dig deep to help raise funds for research into motor neurone disease. Last Thursday's On the Front Foot with Tim Bowling, Andy Tharp and Matt Camp from the Surrey Slam is available on the Suzy website now. You go to Listen On Demand. And let me just repeat that if you've got reports, results, news for the afternoon stroll or indeed for next month's On the Front Foot, please email it to david.jay, spelt J-A-Y, at suzyradio.com.